SBS Filipino.
With me today in Canberra, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yes.
Cole Reynolds from the Kids Cancer Project, who's been travelling around Australia for the past month. Good day, Cole.
Good day, ma'am. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time and for all the things that you've been doing this past month. You've been busy.
Very, very busy. It's been an important journey, bringing awareness and raising much-needed revenue for science so that we can make a difference and bring better treatment and hopefully and finally a cure to childhood cancer. That's the whole, you know, the whole reason for the journey.
You've started this initiative
24 years ago.
24 years.
Yep, I started this in 1993, wanting to find an answer to cancer because I was taking kids out prior to that in the latter 1980s on holidays, excursions, day trips into the snow. But sadly, little kiddies were not surviving. The treatment was quite different to what it is today. The minimum chemo in my era was 4 years, and the maximum chemo a child would undertake would be 10 years. And through research, we've got that down to 6 months now, and some kiddies might have a little bit longer, but not like 10 years like it used to be.
And we owe it all to science.
All because of science. There's no other way. There's no lifestyle changes with a little child. We can, in an adult, have a lifestyle change to save us from some of the things that we do to ourselves. But little kiddies can be born with a cancer-related illness because it's a cellular structure that doesn't know when to stop going cuckoo. And it creates the cancer within the child. So it's nothing to do with, like, some people will say, oh, it's food, it's all McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever it may be. It's got nothing to do with it. It's just a cellular structure that has a bit of an issue and a problem. And the only way to fix this problem is through science, because there really is no other way.
And in the past 13 years, if I'm not mistaken, you were able to get $36 million in funding for childhood cancer research.
Yes, that's correct. $36 million. We've got 27 scientists we fund in 14 of the most prestigious laboratories throughout Australia. There is no one laboratory where you find the best brains in this country, and I can assure you, you've got to go where they are. So we have them in Perth in Western Australia. We have them in South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And we went to Tasmania on this journey to do something special for kiddies and parents in Tasmania. That was to give them the opportunity, instead of having to leave home and be separated from their family and loved ones and having to go to Melbourne, they will now be able to, in the Hobart General Hospital, children will be able to go on to trials for their cancer-related illnesses, something that they've never had before. So I'm very, very happy about that. That's important to families, because this is a very insidious illness. It's the biggest killer of children by disease in Australia, cancer, and it does break up and divide a lot of families, because there sadly becomes, which is not fair, a blame game of it may be on her side of the family or it's his side of the family, or she didn't do the right thing by her pregnancy. That's got nothing whatsoever to do with it. It's a cellular structure in the body that goes cuckoo, and that's the fact.
And while you've raised $36 million in the last 13 years, sadly, 950 new diagnoses for children every year.
Absolutely. That's the sad part. And the chemotherapy was developed for adults in the early stages. It was never developed or intended to be used for children. There is no other drug for them. And because of the toxic side effects of chemotherapy given to a child, there's 30,000 adolescents that are living with these side effects. And that's pretty sad. That's pretty cruel. So we've got to find a better treatment until we find ultimately that cure. And that cure is there. We'll find it. We've already got a drug that has the potential to do wonders, but it's a little bit toxic, and we have to find another compound that can go with it. That's what we're searching for at the moment.
And you'll be travelling to Wollongong, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, we're going to head to Wollongong this afternoon, and we have a function to go there. And we've already done 9,800 kilometres in the vehicle so far, and we've got 8,900 pledges signed online to support scientific research, which is important. And I would encourage people to do that, because when you do that, we're not asking you to donate. We just want you to sign a pledge so that we can give that to the government to let them know that there's more funds needed for childhood cancer research, because they only get 3% of allocated funding. That's really nothing. And children deserve the opportunity, like you and me, to live life free from this insidious illness that takes too many lives.
And I suppose a sick child, or watching a sick child, is the most heartbreaking thing in the world, isn't it?
Well, I've made a lot of promises over my time to a lot of little children that are no longer here to hold me accountable for my promises. But I've made the promises, and I know I've made them, and I want to keep them so that no other child will have to go through the same trauma that they went through with their illness. And I want to keep those promises. And that's the reason of why I do what I do. And I'm never going to stop until we find the cure. I'm determined we'll find it. It's going to be there.
The Kids Cancer Project is on 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, isn't it?
Absolutely. Cancer doesn't stop, and neither do we. With due respects, you know, like every adult was a child, and every child will grow up to be an adult. When we do research on children's cancer tumours and tissues, we get a cleaner result because they haven't been contaminated with life like you and I have. So, you know, it's to our benefit that we do research. And the funny thing about it is, when you do trials on the research, that the knowledge you've gained, adults must be, by protocol and ethics, must be put on trials before you put on a, you do it to a child. So every child gets the, every adult gets the benefit of what we learn out of children's cancer. So, you know, it's important that we look after these little kids, because they're our future. That's the backbone of the nation that comes along in the future for Australia.
And on Friday, you'll be starting spring in Sydney.
Absolutely. Looking very much forward to it. We'll be heading to Sydney. We're going to make our way to Government House. We're even having the Opera House illuminated in gold, which is really something nice. They're doing that. We're not paying for that. It's been funded. And we're making our way to the Westmead Children's Hospital to visit Luciano Della Posa, who was the doctor way back in 1993, said to me after I was taking children out on camps and excursions, if you want to do something to save these kids, you've got to do something with research. And I like that idea, and that's why I'm so passionate about what I do.
Thank you very much, Colin Reynolds. Thanks for all the things that you do, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami. Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.